right now on VFN TV. We're going to hear from Professor Walter Williams of George Mason University. The question he's being asked is, you know, has the progressivism that's been taking place, is it against the constitutional? It's anti-constitutional. And he talks about the Communist Manifesto and 10 things he says has already been succeeded. Maybe their plans have succeeded. We're going to learn a lot on today's program right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and this is John Ramos.
Hello.
You know, VFN KB's television program, VFN TV, has been an amazing thing over the years, isn't it?
Yes, it has. It's been so encouraging.
Yeah.
I love getting the comments, the attaboys, the high fives.
Yeah.
You know, we're all over the place in the community. And when people stop by to tell us how much it's blessed them, it really means a lot to us.
As a matter of fact, we're at a local restaurant and we were having a meal at Gerard Patty's.
We're having a meeting.
Meeting. Yeah, it's very important. Yeah. Elijah, it's very serious what we were doing at the time, right? Actually, it was with Gary Calhoun.
Yes.
And he was sharing his testimony with us. And we were leaving. And you might be watching now how much it means to us when you stop us and you tell us you watch the program and you're praying for us and you don't hesitate to stop us. If it's good, if it's bad, stop John.
No,
Pat, talk to him.
Call Pat.
But we just love it. It's just encouraging. You know, I know that Donald was just over in Alabama, you know, at Church of His Presence.
Yes.
And they were there with Teresa, your wife. And somehow they found out that they were our wives and the better looking part of us.
No doubt.
So, and, you know, it means so much when you talk to us. My daughter was there, and they prayed for her. They prayed for one of our ladies in the audience. She lives in Orange Beach, and she told us that you have never stood that long for the whole part of worship, 30 minutes, because she was going for a knee replacement. And she believes the Lord healed her right at that one moment.
That's wonderful.
That's
amazing.
So we're all together. Our community's together. Well, you mean so much to us, and we're doing this for you, us together, our tribe, the community. And we're talking about today, it's very important, about our Constitution, how important our Constitution is, and people who want to destroy our Constitution, they want to take away America's freedom. And you think about, you know, they talk about this communist plot that was taking place in the McCarthy hearings that took place years ago in the 60s, but the reality is communists have been working nonstop behind the scenes. And what communism really is a different form of economy, is where basically God is removed, government becomes God, and all of a sudden, since government's, quote, God, then you turn to government for everything. They own everything. They own all the land, and they distribute it based on what their utopia feelings are like. And it never turns out good.
Yeah, ask Russia. I mean, it was a bad, it didn't look
Russia,
good at all.
Russia, Germany. It's sort of like when I think about what Elon Musk said about artificial intelligence. It's sort of like that thing that says, what are these sucks he's talking about? He says,
I don't know, but it's like summoning a demon. You think you're going to pull him out and you're going to be able to control it. But once you let that cat out the bag or that demon out the bag.
He said it never works well. Yeah. And anytime you try to replace God with anything else, including government, it never turns out. I mean, ask the people of China when they had Mao as their their emperor.
Ask the 45 million people that he murdered in four years.
Yes.
And tortured and butchered.
And if you missed our earlier program about President Xi, there's a constitution right now in China that says you can only serve two five-year terms, term limits in China. But now President Xi is getting a vote to where they can remove that and he can have as much power as Mao.
Indefinitely.
With over 1.5, 1.4 billion people. And by the way, the largest part of our church really is in China. And we need to pray that doesn't happen, but it's pretty much set up to happen outside of God's intervention. And some of the prophecies that have been given by Demetrius Studeman years ago was about Russia, North Korea, China, and some other country working together to come against America, actually truly against the American dollar. The statement was, why should the American dollar be the primary currency? And that's actually taking place now.
And one of the things that our president, Donald Trump, ran on was China manipulating the currency.
They manipulate their currency because they're a communist country.
Yeah. Plus, they steal the intellectual property of all Americans and all American companies. So this is a serious thing that's going on.
All of our computers are being, you know,
Foxconn,
you know,
Apple.
Foxconn actually is a Chinese company, right?
Yes, it is.
And they're investing in America. But God can change all that. We just need to be aware of that. But the big thing we have to do is maintain America's freedom, and freedom comes from God. Now think about this professor right here. He's being interviewed. His name is Walter Williams, professor of George Mason University. And the question he's talking about, he says, do you think progressivism, which is the people talk about progressivism, it's the who was the president in 1917?
Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson, yeah. That began the League of Nations, which became the United Nations.
Horrible president.
He says, if we intertwine the economies, we'll never go to war again. And now here we are, intertwined with our economies, which basically ends with a one-world economy when you go that way. Not a good thing. Doesn't end well when it comes out the box. But the question that this professor is being asked, do you think progressivism is anti-constitutional? Let's go there now.
Do you think, then, that progressivism, this anti-constitutional, anti-republic ideology, born of, in my opinion, Rousseau, and Hegel, Marx, and their progeny, you know, Dewey, Crowley, Wilson, you think they've succeeded?
Well, the Jeffersonians and anti-federalists, they have not succeeded. And so the progressives have succeeded very well. The Wilsonian objectives or vision is hard set in our economy. Or if you look at the Communist Manifesto written by Marx and Engels, if you look at the things that they wanted, the 10 things they wanted, we've accomplished it in our country.
If you look at the 10 things they wanted, the Marxists, the communists wanted, they've accomplished it. As a matter of fact, on a previous program, we had a chance to break down the Communist Manifesto written by
It's called The Naked Communists.
Yes.
And it was written by Cleon Skousen, a former, I believe,
CIA or FBI, or the other agent. And we're going to break that down for you when we get back from the break. You're going to be shocked how they made this manifesto, things they wanted to accomplish to be able to infiltrate America, to be able to accomplish a communist takeover. You're going to be really surprised, like the professor said, they've been accomplished already. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Believe it or not, we're going to be talking about the naked communist. How do you say their name?
Cleon Skousen.
Yeah, because the professor, Walter Williams of George Mason University, saying the things that they wanted to accomplish, they've already accomplished. Well, John and I had the opportunity to go back and look over one at a time.
Systematically,
you know, what the manifesto was, and we just checked it off. You know, if it was there, we said, check. As a matter of fact, we want to take you there. Dr. Ben Carson talked about it when he was running for president. Now he's over HUD, you know, Secretary of HUD, and he's saying, listen, pay attention. It's written right here by an agent. He said FBI, but it's actually the CIA agent, I believe, that wrote this book. And he wrote it out exactly what they want to accomplish. What this means is, they set a goal. How do you destroy America? How do you divide America? How do you take this big thing down called America? And they have a manifesto which lists them things that you would have to do to accomplish to be able to destroy them and take them down.
In fact, the author of the book who wrote this book, he got an endorsement from President Ronald Reagan, and it says, no one is better qualified to discuss this threat to this nation from communism.
As a matter of fact, listen to John and I go over one at a time. It's a powerful, powerful moment. Check it out. So the Naked Communists, John, what is this about? What is this book about?
Well, reportedly, this book is reveals how revolutionaries are intended to turn our nation from a constitutionalism to communism without firing a single bullet. Now, this is important because
they have different things set up about, you know, what that would be, right?
Yeah, there's 45 strategies, if you will.
Right.
And we're going to share a few of them, you know, with the audience.
Well, let's take a look at them now.
Yeah, sure.
It was written in 1963. Dr. Kitz Carson just said it was just like it was written just yesterday.
Amazing.
And Megyn Kelly says people won't probably like you. They didn't have the part of the interview because of you actually say this. And he's going like, read the books.
It's the truth.
It's the truth, you know. And so this is actually, if you can see this when we're talking about it, this is what they say that you need to do to be able to turn a country from democracy, from a republic to communism, mm-hmm. without firing a shot.
And this was written in the 60s now.
1963.
Okay.
But it seems like somebody wrote it today because this is what's happening right now. What's this first one?
Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum and get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks.
This is exactly what has already happened already.
Yeah,
you know, with Common Core, with all the things that are happening in the school, it's like the school system, including the universities,
mm-hmm.
are
Big
being
time.
Used against the country.
Absolutely.
And they're training folks up. They literally have classes how to protest the government, specifically how to protest President Trump, an actual course.
A course
that they have on the air. And then you have conservative speakers that have been going to universities in California and different ones. But they've been banned.
I mean, this is some
But they're
speaker.
Throwing, they're starting fires, they're throwing mailboxes at it, and they've already ignited then the hearts of our young with education, the curriculum. They've already done that.
Yeah.
And the textbooks, it's amazing what's taken place. So that's check.
Done.
Done.
Right.
How to turn a country from democracy to communism.
To communism.
So that's check, right?
Okay.
What's the second thing?
Another one here is gain control of all student newspapers.
Check.
That's an easy one.
All right.
Done.
Check. Go to the
all right.
One.
Next one. Use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations that are under communist attack.
Is that not taking place?
Yeah, you look at every college campus right now, not every, but many college campuses, they're protesting about everything.
And not only that, they have illegal aliens on the campus and say that we are a place of refuge. It's like, no, you're actually a federal-funded thing by the tax
dollars. Exactly.
And your mom is paying for your, and your mom is paying for the other half of the education. You need to go back to school.
That's right.
But we saw people on the streets protesting and stuff. These were college students that they trained us. So that's actually happening. So I would say,
check.
All okay.
Right. Next one. Infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy-making positions.
Well, that hadn't happened.
No, of course not.
Right.
I mean, think
it's
about this.
Press as we know it is over.
Of course, of course.
They've totally infiltrated, and they really know what they're doing. I mean, they know they're saying it's not true, but they continue to say the narrative over and over again. And Alinsky says, if you repeat a lie long enough, Saul Alinsky, the Wolf for Radicals, if you repeat a lie long enough, people begin to believe it is truth, right?
Right.
So that's check. They've got.
Yeah, I believe Hitler said that as well too. And,
Goebbels. Check. Okay.
Check. Done.
All right.
Next one: gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. No.
Check. That's a check.
But this is. I mean, think
you
about. You
can't even
this.
Watch PBS today without that being. It's like, is this a communist program going? Are you promoting the takedown of our government?
Are my taxpayer
60 minutes. Going to that? All these programs. CNN.
But look at the movies too. It's all going that way.
Exactly. Exactly.
Here's the next one. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press.
In other words, an actual law that's legal. They're saying that. Is obscenity. The law itself is like a cross in Pensacola, Florida, at Bayview Park, where a judge says that's obscenity, and they take the cross down.
But they're saying it's okay. Don't put a law against obscenity, because if you do, we're going to say that you're censoring our free speech.
Now, this was written in 1963 by an FBI agent. What's the plan? What is the strategy to be able to take a country from freedom and democracy to a communist?
Communism.
Government.
Yeah.
And we're saying check. This is the sixth one.
Yes.
I would say check.
Check, for
all
sure.
Right. What's the next one?
Here's the next one. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography, obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. And
that hadn't happened, has it?
Internet wasn't around, but you would say internet today. Right.
Does that happen?
Of course it's happened.
I don't know if it has happened. It
check.
Is like, that's a huge check.
Yeah.
So far, it's 100%, John.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Here's the next one. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Check.
Check. We have gay marriage. We have all this.
Pornography running
there's
rampant.
There's 96 something genders now. Like they say, there's instead of two genders, there's like, I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, but the thing is, and they're hitting it just right, that it's normal. No, this stuff is not normal.
Right. If you go in the bathroom today, you got to think.
Yeah, exactly.
What's you don't even know. You got to make sure things are right. You don't know where it is. And it's like, it's become normal, you know? And so.
Normal, and then you're threatened if you think or say otherwise.
Normal, right.
Yeah.
And so I would say check.
Check.
Okay.
Done.
All right.
Here's another one. Eliminate prayer or any phrase of religious expression in the school on the grounds that it violates the principle of separation in church and state. So no prayer in schools.
Check.
Check. Done.
It's amazing. This is one of the strategies. You remove God out of the schools. Okay, what's the next one?
Here's the next one. Discredit the American Constitution.
We're talking about, this is important to remember in case you forgot. The strategy, according to a book written by the FBI agent in 1963, and Dr. Carson says, it's just like it was written yesterday, that how do you turn a democracy to a communist? How do you get rid of freedom and turn it into a communist government?
Right.
And we're seeing it take place.
These come from a book called The Naked Communist.
The Naked Communist, and these are the different strategies. And what's this next strategy?
Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis.
Our very own former president stated that it is a list of negative rights and began to talk less about the very thing you're swore to defend.
As Supreme Court Justice Ruth Ginsburg said to a nation who was forming, this is an outdated document.
Don't use it for your
country.
Don't
use it. Find another
In their job, it says they swear to protect the Constitution of the United States, the whole purpose of them being there.
All laws are based on the Constitution.
That's exactly it. Without the Constitution, without the Constitution, there's no laws, and without God, there's no obedience to those laws. That's what we're talking about. And so you're seeing that. Let's cover one more before we go to the break here.
Here's another one. Discredit the American founding fathers. Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man.
They've done that over and over again. They've just. I've never heard so many bad things about individuals before.
Yeah, they're full of bigotry and stuff like that. It's not true. These men are to be honored.
To be honored, and they're the founding fathers. They're the ones that signed the Constitution.
We have a country because of them.
They risked their lives and their liberties and their wealth to be able to have a country that we have today.
Yeah. Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it was only a minor part of the big picture.
And I just heard that David Barton with Wall Builders, he has a two-week crash course on true American history.
Really?
It starts with absolute truth, which that's what everybody's trying to pull out of it. They're in the dark here. And so history majors, John, when they've graduated with a four-year degree, they're going to get their
master's
degree in history to go teach by people. And she said to David Barton that they stopped teaching history to her in the eighth grade, the history they teach is like the history of goofy stuff. Nothing like
importance.
like this.
Yeah.
And they're doing it. So I would say
check.
Okay.
Right. Here's another one. Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health, clinics, and others. Check.
Well, you're looking too at the NEA, National Education Association, that, the things that they're doing. And they said they don't listen to us because we love kids. They don't listen. This is the president, reportedly. We had him on, president of NEA. They don't listen to us because, I don't know if it was the president, but it was a person they had at the podium at the National Education Association.
Okay.
They don't listen to us because we love kids. They don't listen to us because we're good at education. He went through different things. He said, they listen to us because we got money. We have like a million members that pay this much money.
Yes.
And it gives us this much power. And you're looking, that would be a
check. Yeah.
Okay.
Check.
And plus other organizations as well.
There's
that's
tons
just
of
one.
Them. Yeah. If we had more time,
we
could go in length on this.
Yes.
Here's another one. Discredit the family as an institution and encourage promiscuity and easy divorce.
The thing about this, John, that bothers me is because there is absolute truth. course. And there are huge consequences for not following truth. That's one thing.
Eternal consequences.
Yes, local and regional, local and eternal.
Yeah.
But, you know, David Barton talked about that when he was teaching history. And they were shocked. The students were shocked to find out that there's consequences.
Hmm.
But if there is no truth and there is no absolutes, then this stuff plays off. They had to remove these absolutes.
Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition that students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve an economic, political, and social problems.
That's so powerful, isn't it? So we went over that before. He's talking about those things that have been accomplished already. We saw they're accomplished. But the thing about it, you know, nothing's over until God says it's over. But we got to wake up to that reality. We want to hear from your comments. We want you to write to us. Let us know. Isn't it pretty surprising and shocking? Maybe you knew this already, but now we're broadcasting it around the world and around America to let people know we need to wake up that this is people actually want to take down America.
The secret is out.
The secret is out. As a matter of fact, John, what's next?
When we get right back from this break, we're going to hear how Francis Chan answered a lady that came up to him with a question. If God loves everyone, how is he going to take care of those that are hungry overseas? Why doesn't he take care of them? What his response to that is absolutely amazing, and you're going to be encouraged. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
I want to talk to parents today about the very important distinction between childish irresponsibility and willful defiance. Let me explain. Suppose little Chris is acting silly in the living room and he falls into a table, breaking some expensive china cups. Or maybe he loses his books on the way home from school or leaves his bike out in the rain. Now, these are acts of childish irresponsibility which are just inevitable during the early years. Forgetting things and losing things and spilling things do not represent direct challenges to authority, and they should be handled very gently. On the other hand, when a child stamps her little foot and tells her mom or dad to shut up, something very different is going on. She's moved into the realm of willful defiance. It occurs when the child knows what the parent wants, but she clenches her little fist, digs in her heels, and prepares for a battle. See, it's a refusal to accept parental leadership. When this kind of nose-to-nose confrontation occurs, a firm response is in order. Why? Because the question being asked is, who's in charge here? If a parent equivocates at that moment, a strong-willed child will precipitate other battles designed to ask that same question again and again. That's just the way he or she thinks. So it's the ultimate paradox of childhood that a youngster wants to be led, but demands that the parent demonstrate the courage to lead.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. John, take us to the next segment.
Well, listen, we're going to go straight to Francis Chan. He answers a lady who asked the question, if God loves everyone, how is he going to provide for those who are starving, and why doesn't he provide for those who are starving overseas? Watch his response.
I was speaking at a conference 2 weeks ago, and I was talking about this very issue. And I talked about God's provision and how God's going to provide for me as long as I'm generous. I know God's going to take care of me. And a lady raised up her hand and she says to me, she goes, okay, then let me ask you something. Why hasn't God provided for the starving kids overseas? And I answered her right there. But then I made this video this week as a response to her question. So if you guys will watch the video.
Yeah, In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about. I got a double-double, got a low-carb cheeseburger, got two hamburgers, got two orders of fries.
I got the hamburger!
Okay, honey, but Daddy's gonna eat first, okay? You guys know the rules. Daddy eats, then you guys get to eat. Start with the double-double. Oh. Mm-hmm.
I told you, you wait till Daddy's done before you eat.
No, babe, these kids haven't eaten in like 4 hours.
You know, I don't remember asking your opinion. Okay, you guys, you can eat now. So did you guys get enough to eat?
Dad,
no.
I didn't get anything to eat. I'm starving, hello?
You know what? Let's pray. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this food that you gave me. I just don't understand why you weren't faithful to feeding my family. You guys, that's exactly what we do. You guys, there's plenty of food to go around. You know, and to ever come before God and say, God, why didn't you provide? God did provide. We just ate it. I mean, that's what it comes down to. You know, you guys, we're not here to question God. We're not here to sit down here and judge him. Believe it or not, he judges us. And we shouldn't be saying, why doesn't God care? And then why don't I care?
Wow. Well, listen, Francis Chan answered it for us. Listen, we're coming to the end of this program, and I want to pray for you. Father, Lord, we just thank you for this program, and we thank you for this amazing nation we have, yes. America, Lord. Father, we pray that you would help us to hold on to the Constitution and so that this republic form of government could stand so that we can continue to spread the gospel all around the world. And as we always end our program, we want to pray the same way, and we want to declare, dear God, we declare that abortion is ending in America and that a third great awakening is upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hey, we're just talking about what, you know, God is saying and some of the things that sharing some words about a spiritual avalanche, this huge mindset. And it's just so refreshing because, you know, when you're hearing from the Lord and the things that we've heard and I've heard, is after a while you're just thinking like, I'd like to hear about something good. You know, I mean, right. is there something, and we prayed for a long time. You know, we prayed for a long time, and part of one of the prayers that we were praying, you know, scripturally, is like, Lord, let us know your heart, your feelings, what you're thinking. And it came to a point, it's like, you know, I don't think I want to know this anymore, because it just felt so heavy and so broken. Yeah. And so I don't think I have the grace, that I don't have the ability in my humanness to be able to even tap in barely to your emotions. Mm-hmm. But I can't. And then we added to the prayer that you would give us grace to be able to handle this. And yeah. He did.
Yeah.
And because we don't want to, you lose your relationship with somebody when you're not willing to feel their feelings, you know, what they're thinking and feeling and empathize with them. And so you want, don't lose your relationship and turn it over to religion. But in the context of that, God's heart's broken over all this. Mm-hmm. And then he began to tell us that, but if you're broken over this, it's nothing wrong with you. It's a good thing. As a matter of fact, he talks about it in Ezekiel, and he literally put a sign in the sky for us after a time of 7 days of prayer and fasting. Mm-hmm. That he says, go down there, those that are broken over the situation, he's telling Ezekiel this, and put a mark on them. Put a mark on them so when this storm comes, that it won't affect them. Did he not do that? I mean, yes, he did that. Sure. It's like, oh my goodness, thank you, Lord. And let you put
a sky.
It was in the sign in the heavens about it. And so if you're God's, and not if you say you're God's, understand that. Not if somebody tells you that you're God's, God's apostrophe S, you know, you're possessive, that you are God's son or daughter, is that you know you're God's. You know what I'm saying? You're not like, I guess my pastor told me I'm saved. You know, I don't know. This is prophet that told me I have a call on my life. I'm like, no, dude, you know Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You made him the Lord of your life. You hang out with him, not because you have to, because you desperately want to. You want to be able to spend time with him and know what he's thinking and all. And so you want to make that decision. If you haven't yet, we have a way to be able to help you do that at meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org.